Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
It is Hawk Topics because everybody, Steve Hawk is here.
Hey, Wednesday.
Hi, guys. Good to see you. I meant to ask you on Monday, did you get your haircut?
No.
Good. I'm glad I didn't say it on the air then.
It's thinning out, though.
It's thinning out?
This is like a natural haircut.
Oh, I see.
It's thinning out very fast.
I withdraw the question.
I actually asked my stylist, don't call her a barber.
Right.
What's going on up there? Nothing. It's just, you know, what happens when you get here. Here.
Oh, what, like here as an
shortstop, you know, rounding the bases here.
Yeah, what happened?
I just didn't think that was going to happen.
Bummer.
Grandpa kept his hair for a long time.
Sure,
why can't I?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, there it goes.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It won't matter.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I like your attitude. They're like, hey, well, I can either stress about it or whatever, right?
That's why I work in radio. I don't have to worry about it.
You can wear what you want, look like you want.
True. Right.
Yeah.
And you're a hat guy anyway.
I am a hat guy.
Do you believe in the hats cause that scenario or no?
It could be.
Remember that was like kind of the old thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still a thing. Is it still a thing?
I kind of buy into it because where did I first start to lose my leg hair? Right where the socks were.
Right.
Oh,
all those years of wearing socks.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I don't have hair down on my lower shin. Like, what's up?
Yeah, just kind of like rubbed it off or whatever.
That's
it
what
does.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I would buy into the whole hat thing with my hair. I don't know.
That doesn't
Makes
work for
sense.
Your chest or back.
I don't know. It should.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned age and getting older. I saw this list today that there are, well, according to this list, 18 celebrities, and they're all actual celebrities. You know, not like you hear the name and you go, who?
Right.
The 18 celebrities that are over 90.
90 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that seemed so weird to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder if there, can you even name... like even a couple of celebrities that you think, here's the problem. Sometimes you go, they're alive?
Well, they're that and they're 90 already?
That's the other one. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Can you name anybody?
I have two in my head.
What do you got, Kevin?
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke is correct. He's 98.
Oh, my Lord.
And
yes.
Jane Fonda?
Jane Fonda not on the list. She must not be quite that old. Yeah, otherwise,
what
of
about,
course she would be.
Who was I? I was just thinking of somebody. I lost it.
Oh, well, I got one.
What you got, Steve?
Maybe it's what you're thinking of. Clint Eastwood?
That's what I was thinking
Clint Eastwood, 94.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice one, Steve.
Was it really? What?
That's exactly what I was thinking
okay.
of.
Okay.
I mean, Willie Nelson's out. We just talked about him the other day. He's 91. Only 91.
Oh, yeah. Duh,
only 91. See, I would have pinned him older.
He does seem like he would be older. But some of these people, like Carol Burnett,
wow.
90. Joan Collins, 90.
Wow.
Shirley MacLaine, 90. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family, 90. And then, I mean, those are the pretty big names.
Yeah.
Barbara Eden from My Dream of Jeannie, 92. Didn't know she was still alive.
I didn't either.
No offense. Robert Duvall, 93. Gene Hackman, 94. Mel Brooks, 98.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just like, there's just a ton of them. And I was like, that is crazy. Like, what is going on?
No. Yeah, well, I'm not there yet. I'm getting close, though.
I'll let you know. Yeah. Steve Hawk, 97.
Oh,
it'll just
Lord.
Be like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You look fantastic.
If you guys are still talking about me when I'm 97,
yeah.
I win.
How about that relevance, huh?
That's pretty good.
What was that story you had the other day, Kevin? They're working on 120 to 100 and what was it? The lifespan?
Oh, yeah. They were saying, realistically, the longest they believe humans can live is between 120 and 150. Now, they say, you know, if drugs are developed later on,
mm-hmm.
it could go as high as 200. But right now, they say like
100?
Who are you listening?
150.
How are they even like, between 120 and 150? How many people do you know that are like 127 years old?
Yeah, zero.
Not very many, but they're saying in the coming years, it will become more common.
In 2027, I'll know somebody that's 127 years old.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, this wasn't current. This was like we think the human body, as people continue to, you know, take better care of themselves or the medicines or whatever, that they do believe it'll be at some point maybe between 120 and 150.
That's,
So I'm thinking of my dad right now, and I'm thinking of another 30 years with him.
Right?
No.
No.
He's too grumpy.
Do they keep getting him? By 140, you're going to be pretty grumpy, man. I mean, just like.
No. And I look at myself. If I turn out like my dad, no, nobody wants me to 140.
What was that video that they had with the lady who was like turning 100 or something, and her name was something like. Gosh, I can't remember. It was like Bunny or something like really
you know, optimistic or, you know.
Right. It sounded cute and young.
Yeah. And they were interviewing her and they go, hey, how do you feel about celebrating her birthday today? I don't want to take a nap. Or, I don't know. Or something like
well,
that.
Well, you were talking about a legendary Spokane person, Flossie Dickey.
Flossie.
Flossie Dickey. Yeah. She was, how old? 100 and...
I think that was her 100th, maybe. It may have maybe been her 100. 104, they, somewhere in there, yeah.
In fairness to Flossie, they were interviewing her at like 6 a.m. on 6 TV.
6 o'clock, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, how are you excited about your birthday party?
I am tired.
Kind of sums it all up.
I'm tired.
Yeah, yeah.
That was here?
Yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I did know that.
Steve Hawk is here for Hot Topic. Steve, what's the most you ever paid for a hotel room?
Oh, geez. I don't know, probably $300.
Was it like a special occasion or a vacation? It was?
Yeah,
okay.
It have to be.
Do you think it was worth it?
No.
Okay. I mean, I think we got into a conversation of this around the house the other day where people were like, you know, my sister and mom are going to Arizona, blah, blah, blah. They got one that was relatively expensive. And I thought, geez, that seems like a lot. And they are kind of a lot. But this one was like that, you know, in the $300 range. And I thought, that seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is that going to be worth it? And then that started the whole conversation of, do you ever care? Or are you like, bed, bathroom, don't care. Give me the Roach Motel.
Right. No, this was, I mean, and I think that it is all on who you're going with, where it is, what it's for, why you're doing it.
That's fair. Yeah.
And that $300 night was, okay, it's my wife. We're doing this.
Anniversary,
and it's in a big city
or whatever. Sure. Yeah. View. Right. All the things.
When I go over for a game, when I go to Seattle, and all I need is a bed for my head.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Going to Tukwila.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. You go out.
I go way out.
Yeah. You don't need that. La, 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 la.
No, your view is of a parking lot by a truck
stop.
That's fine.
I'm not going to be there. I came to town for games and friends and parties and all. I didn't come to town for hotel experiences.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Yeah. No. I feel like that's a kind of a normal thing. The majority of people.
Too. Special occasion.
Yeah.
Is when you splurge a little bit and get the nicer room or whatever.
Yeah.
But you don't have like a magic cap where you're like, nope, if it's 300, I'm out.
No, not really. I mean, maybe for games. Like if I go over to Seattle and I'm up in Tukwila, no.
Maybe a better question is, what's the least you've ever paid for a hotel?
Like $75 up there, like at a La Quinta or Quinta. Yeah. How do you say that? It was dirt cheap. I couldn't believe it.
That
was fairly recent.
That's a deal.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Right. I was going to say, because, you know, back in the day, you got to take it.
You do that
out.
All the time.
Yeah. But
no,
now.
Like, yes, this was within the last year.
Wow, that's impressive.
I got a room over there for $71. It was
$71. Wow, that's even cheaper than
$75. It wasn't a Best Western.
Thanks, Steve.
It was a La Quinta.
Yeah.
The only thing that challenges that, of course, is Vegas. If you do,
right.
You know, like the, they just,
for the expensive ones?
Care. Like, no, like,
For the cheaper ones?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Yeah, where you're just like.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll stay at the Excalibur because it's $38 a night. And it's like, they don't care. They're going to get you elsewhere.
Well, yeah.
And they know it. But yeah, I've done that where I just like, yeah, let's get the cheapest room. I don't care.
Sure.
But I've also done the thing where I've been like, oh, no, let's get the suite with the, you know, the hot tub in it. And like do the whole.
We did a cheap thing one time. We went over to the middle of this state and we were on a golfing trip.
Okay.
There were three or four of us, and we stayed in some small town in some cheap hotel just for that same thought process.
Motel, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All we're going to do is put our head down. We're going to get up and leave and golf.
Mm-hmm.
And that was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah. I mean, there were bugs. It was one of those,
this is
not a good decision.
This is even too much for me.
It wasn't like, oh, this is a bad part of town. It was too small of a town to have a bad section.
Sure, right.
Clearly, yeah.
But the motel in that little town was
too small to have a bad part of town and too small to have a good hotel.
Yeah. And apparently too small to hire an exterminator. Right, that's the other part. Stay around for round two.
I'd love to.
We'll do it up next. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I have recorded some stuff that I have left to watch that I have to catch up on, so I might do some of that.
Yeah, there you go.
Catch up.
What?
Yeah, catch up on.
And then you said catch up.
Kevin James.
Yeah. So we just want to know what you were saying. Like, what did you mean there?
You know, like the...
Like the condiment. You were
yeah.
You're trying to make a condiment joke.
Wait. And you think that fit in there good?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk has joined us for Hawk Topics. Hey, buddy.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hawk, you are not a country music fan.
I don't know the music very well.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Does your
say.
Wife listen to it?
Nope.
She does not. Okay. So you don't really have much exposure to it.
I don't.
You're not. That's good, because that's what I need for this question.
All right.
That is true, yeah.
Because what I want to know is, this came up in a conversation the other day with somebody who was also, they were a country fan, but just, you know, more of a casual country fan.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the most famous couple in country music?
Is Garth still married to a country girl?
He is, yes. Okay. Yeah.
How about I go with that one?
Garth and Trisha.
All right.
Trisha Yearwood, Garth Brooks.
I've heard of them.
Hard to argue.
That's the first one that comes to my mind.
Okay. There are quite a few,
quote-unquote,
celebrity couples in country music.
There were. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There certainly have been. And it was
funny,
and
even today there are.
I wanted to argue that wasn't the right answer, because that's who they said. Mm-hmm. They go, well, it's got to be Garth and Trisha. And I go, yeah, they're really famous. But I think that my theory is that it's Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, all right.
Have you heard of them?
I have.
Okay, both?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, all right.
And...
but I don't know who's bigger.
Well,
Tim does the acting.
Sure.
I guess Faith did acting too. They were on a TV show together.
They were in
1883.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
Would you consider Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani to be a
absolutely
country?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the next one I was going with.
Okay. I mean,
Gwen is obviously a pop singer, rock singer, whatever she is.
Yeah, that is a little weird to call them a country couple, mm-hmm. right?
Because that's what I thought.
Full country.
Because they have to be both country.
But let's just take them both being famous.
Well, what do you do with Brad Paisley and Kimberly Williams Paisley?
I put them.
Because she's an actress, obviously.
In there, but down the list. Below Keith Urban
and Nicole Kidman.
Kidman.
Yeah, that's obviously
sure.
celebrity okay. stardom there.
Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I mean, Hawk, do you know Mike Fisher?
No.
He's a hockey guy.
He was a hockey player.
Yeah, he played hockey, professional hockey for the Predators.
Are designated
Nashville
hockey.
Predators.
Yeah, yeah. Not a that's real team. Okay. Loser! Won the Stanley Cup, sorry.
From our resident hockey aficionado.
Yeah, there's a few hockey teams and a lot of players. I know.
Right, right, exactly. You don't memorize the entire NHL.
Especially the Predators.
Right.
I mean, Garth is still... anybody married to Garth is a pretty good answer, because he's just that doggone famous.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, for me, my generation, country music, Garth.
Sure.
So. Yeah, and if I would have said...
because the 90s were so big and crossed over so many times.
Yep.
It was just, he was legendary, even for non-format people.
Yeah, and hanging out around this radio station.
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. Would you have known if I said, who's Tim McGraw's wife?
I probably could have guessed that one.
You would have got that one.
Maybe not her last name.
Do you think you'd recognize them if they walked by you?
No.
Like in just a regular, because it's not really fair, because like when Carrie Underwood was here, she opened her world tour here. So she was here and practiced at the arena for, I think, 3 days, I want to say.
Yeah.
And so she basically living here for about a week before she opened up her tour.
Okay.
And she walked to the grocery store at Browns Edition from the arena wearing a baseball hat and said not one person, not even one person recognized her or said anything.
She's blonde with, or she's blonde curly hair, right? So there's a lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, again, she just had
a hat. And
just pulled it through the back of the hat.
You're not looking for anybody, not in Spokane.
You're also not thinking,
oh
gosh, that looks
that's
like
Carrie Underwood.
You know, and I think a lot of people could get away with that hat pulled down. Although I feel like Garth, I mean, you got some people that are just, you would think Carrie, but you can change a girl's look with a hat.
Sure can.
Much easier.
And Garth would probably have a baseball hat on, but he is seen with a baseball hat. I just feel like, you know, you're not expecting it is the problem.
Yeah, and I think for me, I see his, if I'm picturing them, it's easier for me to picture him. Like, I've seen him
because of
more
Garth.
Often.
Yeah.
Right.
For
than
sure.
I've seen her.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I would spot him and say, oh, look, it's Garth in a baseball hat.
Now, by the same token, when they went into Taco Bell, when they were here, they had all those concerts in a row, seven concerts over the three-day period. When they went to Taco Bell, they were pretty recognizable because they're also standing at the counter.
Yeah, there was no hiding there.
Yeah, if you're not moving with the baseball hat on, walking down a busy street, you're going to have more opportunities.
Yeah, the second you're standing directly in front of me and you start thinking, what?
What?
Have you ever met somebody famous in just a weird, random situation like that?
No, not that I can think of.
I can't really... I'm trying to think of somebody who all of a sudden, whoa. Dwight Yoakam, I think, but it was in Nashville, so it wasn't completely out of... Kid Rock we saw on the street in Nashville.
But again, once you're in Nashville, it kind of feels a little cheating.
It does. Yeah.
Like my story is always, I was at a basketball tournament in Yakima, the old Best in the West tournament, and had gone down to a little bar there in Yakima. And it was sitting there, I'm like, that looks like Joe Nichols, who's, you know, at the time was a fairly.
Still is pretty famous.
A pretty famous singer. And I'm like, why the heck would Joe Nichols be in this bar? Does he have a kid playing AAU? And I went up, and I hadn't met him a couple times. So I was able to be like, Joe? And he's like, yeah, what's up? And I was like,
yeah, that's weird.
And I asked, and he goes, oh, yeah, we had a concert over in some other city by Yakima.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we did a show at the fair, and we're just staying here tonight.
That's
and I was
so
like,
weird.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Hawk, when you hold hands with your wife, are you hand holders, the two of you together then?
Sometimes. No, she likes to. I'm not as much.
It's like if you're on a walk with the dog.
I don't really like to hold hands.
No, you're just not a hand-holding kind of guy.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do just because you want to keep the peace.
Yes.
And is when you're driving?
No, I hold my steering wheel.
Thank you. With both hands.
No, of course not.
Well, okay.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yes. All the time, 10 and 2.
Yeah, safety first, Steve Hawk.
Interlocking fingers, cupping.
When we do hold hands, yes, we are interlocked. We don't do the whole half handshake thing.
Right.
She doesn't like that.
What about pinky link?
We've done it a long time ago. I don't think I've done that for years.
Yeah, it seems like more of a young person.
Yeah. When you're holding her hands, are you still with your hands, or are you maybe one who will caress her?
She doesn't like that.
No,
I've tried that before, and she's like, ooh, that's weird.
Yeah,
stop doing
that.
Yeah,
you're right.
I don't need a hand rub.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just trying to, you know, trying to be a guy and trying to be, I don't know, what do you want?
Lovey
I'm guessing.
I don't have the manual.
Is this the right thing to do? I don't know. Obviously not.
That's a big no. Never mind.
God bless her for telling you.
Yeah, that's what I guess so.
Maybe surprise her next time you guys go for a walk. You don't really walk with the dog together.
We do. We go on walks all the time.
Oh, and pinky linker.
We just don't hold hands as much because, I don't know, we're walking, we got the dog, we're talking.
Sure, I get it. Yeah,
we're moving. It's not as easy to just, let's hold hands.
Right.
If we're walking from the restaurant back to the car, we're going to interlock arms. The other night we were walking through downtown Spokane.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool.
And we had interlocked arms, but not holding hands.
Okay,
is that easier or harder to walk?
I thought it was easier.
Okay.
And were you closest to traffic to protect her?
Yeah, boy,
always.
Kevin.
Yes. Always.
Go. You die first, bud.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. Closest to the door at a hotel.
Absolutely.
Closest to the street when we're walking.
There it is.
What a man.
Yeah. What a man you are. We've always said that about you. What a man. Yeah, good work, my friend.
Well, that's right.
All right. Well, let us know. Pinky link her on next walk.
I will. I will propose it and see if she goes for it, or maybe I'll just sneak it in there.
And she'll be like, "What the?
Yeah, what are you doing today? We're not interlocking.
We're pinky linking.
Today's pinky link day.
Pinky linking.
Good luck with that one.
All right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But, you know, on the course, I feel like it would be a lot better. Like, if you were playing...
And you just brought your dog?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't even know if they allow that now that you said that. Never seen.
Oh, I think that would be actually a nice little adventure for the pup.
Do you?
Kevin James.
You don't like that?
Who talks like that?
A nice little adventure for the pup. Steve, apparently, Jay.
What'd I say? What'd I do?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, it's money time.
Money, money, money.
Jane Kevin's Big Jackpot. Let's play right this very second. Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for asking. Appreciate that. You ready to win some money?
I am.
I can give you a hint, let you know how big the jackpot was last time we found out.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Helpful. Yeah. So earlier this morning, we found out that the jackpot was $674, and it did not get, nobody won. They missed.
Okay.
So I can tell you right now, it's more than $674.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Rachel, if you guess it right, you win it. What do you think is currently in the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot?
692.
That's the number we're looking for.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
I think that feels good, Kev?
Yeah.
All right, we're looking for $692 for Rachel to win it.
$700.
Oh!
Golly. A big jump this time. Yeah. Big jump. All right, well, the good news is when we play at 3:30 this afternoon, it'll be more than $700. Rachel, you're more than willing to play again.
Thank you.
Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you so much.
Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
All right, well, we know it's more than $700 when Jim plays this afternoon at 3:30.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
All right, Kevin, what do you have for us today, by the way?
You know, there's certain actors when they're making the rounds for a movie or promoting whatever. I love to see it. Tom Hanks is doing it right now. He's on everything. Late night shows, whatever it may be. He's podcasting. He's doing all the publicity for the movie here. And I just love his stories. This one is long, but I'm telling you, it's worth listening to because, first of all, I could listen to Tom Hanks tell a story all day.
I love his voice. He's very good at telling stories. Obviously, he has some very intriguing stories. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm willing to listen.
Well, here we go.
There's a famous section of Forrest Gump that was going to get cut for budgetary reasons.
Oh,
And there's like everybody knows the section of it. It was just going to be gone.
Some studio executive always comes up and says, it's not going to work. You can't do it. It's not going to work. We don't see the point in it. Why shoot that? Don't. And it was Forrest's run across the country. And they said, you're going to have to cut that.
Those are all real locations you're at?
It was either me or my brother, Jim. We resemble each other quite a bit. Oh, wow. He would go like to the places with a mini unit, you know, he'd go to like North Dakota and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We would go off every weekend. Bob is willing to work this way. We once shot 27 days straight, including getting up and flying in a helicopter, going to Maine or going to a famous lighthouse or North Carolina, and we would just put the whole thing and run all weekend long. But one of the studio, before we started it, the studio guy said, you're going to have to cut that. And when it found out they were going to have to cut it, I felt bad. But Bob, I got this call from my agent. The director, Bob Zemeckis, wants to talk to you. And I thought, I am so fired now. Because when you get that, the director is coming to your house to talk to you, that means you're out, baby. Turns out, you know, somebody else is available. And they didn't want you in the first place. And you're too tall and, you know, all things could go wrong. But Bob came out and he said, Tom, I cannot make a movie without the star of the movie as my soulmate. So you and I have to be joined at the hip through all of this. And so we worked out this thing, and we said, okay, this is actually a movie economics 101. I said, well, what do you want to do, Bob? I said, I think we should pay for this sequence ourselves. Let's knock money out of our salary, and we will pay for it ourselves. And it was a lot of money. It was so we split it right down the middle. And we said, we'll take it out of our salary, but we'll make them give it back to us in points on the back end.
Wow. I don't know if you know this, that movie did well.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Could you imagine Forrest Gump without the running scene?
That's so weird. The behind the scenes thing is always very interesting.
Well, I also didn't know. Crazy. I mean, I guess if you think about the movie, they really were in those locations.
Sure, yeah.
So that had to be so expensive to go all over the United States and film you running.
Also never heard that he used his brother for some of those.
I didn't know that either. That's awesome.
Yeah. I didn't know he had a brother.
And I do love the fact that Tom Hanks is a regular guy in the sense that he has a voice for his boss that sounds like everybody's voice when they're trying to do the either boss, spouse, brother, whatever. You know, you always do that. Oh, yeah, we need to meet. We need to do, you know, it's always probably
sounds I'm Jay Daniels. Wait. What? Huh? Oh, boy.
But he this new movie is also directed by Bob Zemeckis, the guy who did Forrest Gump with
him.
And a few other movies, too. So he was just excited about, I think that's how they got on a Forrest Gump story.
That's crazy. Yeah, I love that story. And you're right. He said he's good at telling those stories. He also was talking about film critics. Did you hear that little clip the other day?
Oh, I sure did. That was on Conan, right?
Yeah, he said a bad word.
He did. He called them a very bad name.
Very, very, very bad word. And then he's like, oh, can I say that? I was like, no. Actually, you can't. So, and what's the name of it? Here, right? Is that the name of the movie?
Here is the name of the movie.
Yeah, you still want to go see that. As soon as it opens, Here.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm like, why are you coming to our yard anyway? I have dogs running all over the place.
You ready for the top 10 ways to get rid of a rabbit in your yard, Jay?
Oh my gosh. Just give me the top 3.
Kevin James.
I think you're going to need all 10.
Okay. All right.
Just in case. Right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Okay. Steve, you can kick it off, man.
All right. So we were talking earlier about, I guess, basically recognizing celebrities in the wild.
Right.
Like if you would.
Yep.
And I would say that I probably would recognize most celebrities if I saw them, you know, because they're super famous.
Sure. Yeah.
However, I think I would struggle with just like everyday people. Because I ran into a situation where I saw someone I went to middle school with. I saw them like years later.
Yeah. You know,
and they're like, hey, how's it going? And I just looked at him with a blank face because I didn't recognize them.
Phil?
Yeah.
And
it is weird when someone has changed that much.
And I guess maybe it's because, it was like a change from middle school to whatever age it was.
Yeah. Sure.
But do you feel like you would have trouble recognizing people that you haven't seen maybe in a little bit? Just randomly, because maybe it's just, didn't expect to see that person.
Phil? Hey, Phil? Phil? Phil Connors? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey. Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Sure as heck fire.
It's so funny. There's your example right there, Steve.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't. Okay.
Yeah. Your needle-nose Ned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I really, I think most people I would recognize, although I have had it where it's been like, help me out. I don't remember who you are.
It's harder if you don't see them on social media. If you've seen them age a little bit on social media, then you're obviously more likely to know. If you haven't seen any sort of quote unquote update of their look since, middle school, pretty hard, I would think, to recognize them.
Yeah, but you might even recognize them like as someone in your life.
Yeah, you might go, oh my gosh, why do I know you? I mean, I don't think I've seen anybody from my high school since high school.
Oh, wow. Nobody, like, huh?
Uh-uh, because I moved out of town pretty quickly because of the incident. So, so I don't think I would. I know a couple of them I would recognize, obviously, because I also see them on social media. But a lot of the other ones, I don't know, they're much old people.
I bet.
Final thoughts.
It's fair.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like 10, 15 years older than I am. I don't know. I mean, we were in the same class. I just don't understand.
You're very, very smart.
Hmm. Yeah, Kevin.
Do-over.
What'd you do?
I got a do-over. Yesterday, I spilled my soup everywhere.
Yes, you did.
Brand new thing of it. Dropped it. Split it open.
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
So split the thing open. All my soup was gone. And it was a huge jug of it, a pint.
Yeah.
Last night, I said, no. Nah. I'm getting more. Now, I was going to get the pint from the other place, but I decided, there's one right here in our neighborhood. We'll just grab that instead. So they're a little bit littler, but I got two of them. So I have some egg flour soup. I cannot wait to get this in the microwave.
No kidding.
And drink it.
Do you say drink soup?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, but yeah.
Okay. What is the normal thing to say?
I think eat.
Eat.
Eat soup, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think what I do is normal. I understand that. But I like to just drink the soup.
Drink the soup.
And it would last way longer if I used a spoon.
Yeah, as opposed to just pouring it down your gullet, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe either I'll try. I mean, the problem, of course, usually is it's too hot to literally drink it. I mean, so you have to kind of just...
True.
Usually, but you, I don't think, heat it like most people.
No.
Oh, it's a light heat.
I mean, it's barely
it's
even
gonna
warm.
It's going to be hot. I want it hot right now because mm-hmm. that's... My body needs the hot.
Sure, I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I look forward to it.
Thoughts. Well, it was announced this morning. Steve was standing here when I saw it, and he asked the question. I saw that 49 degrees north is opening on Friday.
Yes, I saw some pictures of it yesterday, and I was like, dang.
37 inches of snow, I think, is what they've gotten, and they could get another foot by Friday, I heard.
It's winter up there.
Yeah. And then Steve said, is that normal? And I said, no, I don't believe so. I think normally is around Thanksgiving-ish, depending on the season. So then I looked and I did a little research. Earliest season opener in a decade.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I mean, great news for the skiers and boarders and all the rest of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Get after it. It was very funny. I saw this past weekend. It was a newer TV weathercaster.
Okay.
Weather anchor, whatever you call it.
Yeah, yeah, weatherman, weatherwoman.
She was new. Weather person. I had never seen her before.
Meteorologist.
She not was always.
Giving the weather, and I could just tell what had happened because, you know, a lot of people who give the weather do the, and it's going to be 39 degrees in Colville today.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be 35 degrees in Spokane.
Yeah, they give the region, yeah.
And they give it, but they say degrees every time.
Every time, yeah.
It's this many degrees, this many degrees.
Yeah, we know what the weather is.
And then I think what happened, you know, like a consultant or somebody tells them, hey.
Don't say degrees.
You don't have to say degrees.
Right, that's
fair. Everybody knows it's 33.
Yeah.
We know that's degrees.
We know.
Is it Fahrenheit?
So she then said, and look, we have some. We have some pictures of snow up at 49 North. And I felt so bad for her.
It's the name.
49 North.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's 49 degrees north.
Oh, that's
Steve.
A bummer.
Oh.
She's just trying to do what she's told. And next thing you know, up at 49 North, it's going to be. And people are like, what?
It made me laugh.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's funny.
That is good. Well. You know what? We live and we learn. So good news for all the skiers. Congratulations. I mean, that's the place to go. I'm shocked they have that much snow. I mean, I had no idea.
That is a lot.
I mean, it's not that far up.
At 49 North?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. The big 99.9 Coyote.
Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's the show. Gotta go. Thanks to the Wheatland Bank for being part of the show today. Always appreciate them. And on the way out, we're going to qualify you for the drawing for the Seahawks versus Cardinals tickets, that game coming up on November 24th. If you'd like to win those tickets, we'll throw you in the mix right now. We'll throw you in the drawing. 509-441-0999. Let's do it. Steve-O, see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I like the way you said that, too.
Which one?
Just all of it.
Okay. We are so glad you came. Bye-bye.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot, more than $700 coming up this afternoon at 3:30.